folks. This is Angela Lambrew, creator of the Kitbull Story. I want to personally welcome and thank you for joining us today. This is your podcast where animals have a voice. Follow Kitbull as she shares some fun and meaningful stories with a message for everyone. Now sit back and enjoy the episode.
Rose sat in the quiet of the morning, sipping her coffee and doing some paperwork, when all at once Miss Gardwell walks into the office, all flustered and muttering to herself. Apparently, Miss Gardwell was getting a bomb dropped on her. A four-legged one.
What was my sister thinking? I don't know if Chiquito will be able to deal with it, and I don't know if I could handle two of them.
Hello, Miss Gardwell. Two of what? What are we talking about here?
Two little dogs. My sister Jessica wants me to take care of her new dog because she has to go on a business trip that came up unexpectedly, and she had no time to make arrangements for the pooch.
Oh, so what's the problem? Sorry, I meant, well, tell me more. Maybe I can help. What kind of a dog is it?
Thing is, I didn't know she got into fostering. She said she wanted to foster a dog before making a commitment. I think it's a Shih Tzu.
What a great idea. There are many benefits to fostering, did you know? You get to help a dog in need. It prepares you for the real deal. They're a great company, and it's flexible and affordable, to name a few things. Now that's what I call feeding two birds with one piece of bread.
Huh? Don't you mean... Oh, never mind, I got it. But Rose, I don't want to foster a dog. Jessica does. And I know Chiquito is not going to like it either. This is disastrous. What can I do?
It depends on a few things. If the pup is compatible with Chiquito, and then how much effort you want to put into trying to make it work.
Really, Rose? Ugh, I don't want to put any effort into it. That's why I bring Chiquito here, and why we keep him in separate pens away from the other dogs. Remember the confrontation between Baby Darling and the Pomeranian?
I understand. Let's see if we can work this out. Typically, Chihuahuas and Shih Tzus don't get along. When is your sister leaving?
She leaves tomorrow. She dumped this on me just last night. And I know Sweet Pea knows something is going on. He was not in a good mood this morning.
If you have a spare room, you can keep the foster dog in there while they get to know each other. You can also do an introduction outside in a park so that Chiquito doesn't feel threatened. And make sure to have some treats for positive reinforcement. Maybe you should try obedience school for Chiquito.
Why would I put him in obedience school just for another dog? And I don't think it's fair to disrupt Chiquito's space, peace, and quiet. Or mine.
At obedience school, he can learn to get along with other dogs. But make sure it's a good school. And you might think about fostering another Chihuahua. It might be just what Chiquito needs.
Oh, heavens, I am not going to think about that now.
Anyway, you should keep them in separate rooms if you want to try it out with the other dog. It's an option, you know? The other option is to bring the foster dog here. If you want to, he or she is more than welcome.
Well, that sounds better already. Oh, but how am I going to bring two dogs in at the same time? They might get into a scrap before getting them here.
Keep them separate, in a separate room at home, and in separate carriers to bring them here, and don't forget to put them on leashes. That's not too difficult, is it?
No, I guess not. Oh, I'm just so stressed over this. I'll bring the pup first thing in the morning. Thanks, Rose.
Of course. We're happy to help. And here are some schools for Chiquito that you can look into.
Oh, geez. I think I'll focus on getting the dogs here. See you tomorrow.
Miss Gardwell was relieved that Rose would take the foster dog off her hands. And although it would have been a wonderful opportunity and experience for Miss Gardwell to foster a dog, Rose knew she wasn't ready for it and didn't push her. Certainly, anyone looking to foster a pet should do some research first and always make sure they are up to it.
Join Kit and her friends on the next episode. By the way, we'd love to hear from you. Please leave us a comment, a review, or both. And follow us on Instagram at Kitbull Story, on Facebook at Kitbull Story, and our website at thekitbullstory.com. Thanks again.